When pangs of passion arise for dimensions that are of no personal concern, begins the adventure of life. What a croaking toad you should be to invest life into transactions of ventures of exchange. Adventure, not a conquest, but a surrender of oneself to something that has no return on investment.
Welcome to Sync Mind. All you have to do is close your eyes and listen. For a better experience, please use headphones.
Since you woke up today morning, till this moment, let's leave the sleeping time. Since you came awake fully, from that moment to this moment, your body has been doing its things, isn't it so? Physical activity is happening, both outwardly and inwardly. Happening or no? That's why we're alive, it's happening. Mental activity has been happening, emotional activity is happening, energy activity is happening. How much of these four dimensions of activity did you perform consciously from the moment you came awake till now? How much do you think? What percentage? What percentage? Well, below 1%, believe me. When you perform activity consciously, less than 1%, over 99% is unconscious. Everything will look accidental, isn't it? Everything looks like divine intervention. Because 99% of the time, you're unconscious. Do one thing. When you drive today to wherever you drive, 99% of the time, close your eyes and drive. You will see how many people you will meet. But if you drive with your eyes open, fully conscious, you're not going to meet anybody like this with the bank. Things will happen in a completely different way. How conscious we are will determine how much of your destiny you determine. How unconscious you are determines how much of your destiny is accidental. Everything that's accidental, we want to attribute it to some other force elsewhere. Now this must stop. We must understand, it is we. Is there no other force? Of course, you didn't make the creation, nor did I. All right? You did not create this creation, nor did I create this creation. There is, but that is a different dimension altogether. And what is happening with you right now is entirely your making. From where you come from in India, is the only culture on the planet which constantly told you, your life is your karma. Karma means you're doing. Your life is your making. Whatever may be happening, you may be able to logically figure out why it is so, you may not be able to figure out, but still you know one thing, if this is happening to me, this is my making. This is the greatest empowerment you can have. When you understand, my life is my making. Whatever happened till now, it doesn't matter. How will you make your tomorrow? I'm asking. If you clearly know 100%, my life is my making, how will you make the next moment? How will you make a tomorrow? How will you make your future in the most beautiful way? Isn't it so? That's what needs to happen. How to have control over my mind. First, you must decide whether you want to control your mind or liberate your mind. Please consider this. All of you who are always thinking of controlling your mind, first make up your mind. Do you want this controlled? Do you want this liberated? Oh, then I'll go mad. Who said you are not right now? Do you have a certificate like that? This happened in Bangalore city. There's a young boy, say 16, 17-year-old boy, he went into some psychological problems. Those days when I was young, those days there is no sensitivity about these things. Somebody is little psychologically disturbing, immediately say, he's mad. So he went to the Nimhans Institute in Bangalore. He became an inpatient for some 3 months or 4 months, and then he came back. In the evening, where all the young boys gather, he also went there. Then everybody, you're mad, aren't you? You're a loony. Because you've been in the mental hospital for 4 months, you're finished, whatever. The boy was hurt, but he didn't know what to do. 2-3 days he went there, every day they were battering him with this. So one day he pulled out a paper from his pocket. He said, "See, here I have a certificate that now I'm normal. Do you have one?" The hospital gave him a certificate that now he is normal, he is fit to go back. "Do any of you have?" "You don't have. I'm the one who has a certificate. Who is sane, who is insane now?" So, first thing is, just consider this one question profoundly the next 24 hours. Do you want your mind in control or do you want it liberated? Maybe tomorrow we'll explore that.
This has always been the fad in the world. That is, whenever you succeed, it's you. Whenever you fail, it's destiny. Whenever you're successful with something, you're proud of your success. That means in some way, you're taking the credit for your success, isn't it? Whenever you fail, it must be God's will. It has to be. Or anything that you cannot understand has to be God's will. So many things which were destiny a few years ago is no more destiny, isn't it so? Yes. Suppose you had 4 children and you lost 2 children 100 years ago, it was destiny. Not anymore, isn't it so? Yes or no? Not anymore, isn't it so? Now you know why. 100 years ago, you were young and fine and well, at least you were young. And you suddenly died at 30. It was destiny. If you die today at 30, we know why. You're drinking too much, you're eating, not eating properly, you're smoking, you're doing something. We know you're killing yourself. Even when you started, we know you're killing yourself, isn't it? It's no more destiny. 100 years ago, if half the Chennai population did not have water to drink, it was destiny. Now we know who. Isn't it so? So lot of things which were destiny are no more destiny. Why? Because your understanding, the scope of your understanding is increasing. As the scope of your understanding is enhanced, more and more things are falling out of the list of destiny and becoming your responsibility. Isn't it so? So when I say yoga, when we utter the word yoga, what we are talking about is, it is about becoming a master of your own destiny. To a point where the very process of life and death is in your hands. The very process of life, death and birth also is in your hands. The very womb that you choose to be born in is by choice. To that extent, you can take your life into your hands. As your understanding and perception of life deepens, you will see everything is in your hands. If your understanding and perception of life is very superficial, everything looks like it's happening from somewhere. Lights go off right now. Oh, Shiva. Hasn't been the way? Hasn't that been the way for a long time? Yes or no? Even now in the village it's like that. Lights go off. It's God's doing. Now we know, isn't it? If you're running a power company, now we know it's you. So, because our understanding and perception of life has been so limited, we have made everything into destiny. What you call as destiny are those dimensions of life which you created unconsciously. Whatever you can create unconsciously, you can also create consciously. If you create consciously, it will not be destiny. If you create it unconsciously, it all seems to be destiny, but it's still your doing. In this country, there has never been any destiny. Destiny business came from elsewhere. In this country, they always told you, no matter what happens to your life, it is your karma. What karma means? Action. They're saying it doesn't matter what's happening to you. You live or you die, it's your karma. You live well or you live badly, that's your karma. That means what? It's your actions which is creating this. Maybe a large part of your actions are unconscious. That doesn't matter, but it's still your actions. So when we say karma, that means no destiny, everything is yours. We're too much looking at the stars, isn't it? We're too much interested in various other planets except this planet. I hope people paid the same attention to this planet as they're planning, you know, paying to the other planets. It's time we pay some attention to this planet, because how this planet is will decide the quality of your life. How the other planets are will not decide the quality of your life right now. Too much attention is being paid to other planets.
For all the nonsense that you have done to your life, destiny is a simple escape. Oh, it's my destiny, that's why I'm like this. Now, whatever you call as your destiny is also self-created. You are creating it unconsciously. You can also create it consciously. There are certain parameters in your life. I think we looked at this the other day when somebody asked karma. You have unconsciously written a certain software for yourself. So you're tending to go in that direction. Whatever you try to do, it just keeps going in this direction. You want to go here, but it just keeps taking you this way, because your software is like that. It develops certain tendencies and starts moving in certain direction. This does not mean you cannot redirect yourself. Yes, it's quite compulsive. It needs an effort beyond body and mind to completely change that and put it in a different direction. What we're doing here, the whole science of what we're doing here is just that. If you make your energies a little more malleable, if you gain a little more mastery over your life energies, and little more mastery over your mind and body, you will see you can become 100% master of your destiny. I'm talking about a science where you can choose the very womb that you are born into. Even now you're choosing, but you're choosing unconsciously. You can also choose consciously. Whether to be born or not to be born also can be chosen. It is just that how much have you taken into the perspective of your life. If you have mastery over your body, about 15 to 20% of your destiny will be in your hands. If you have mastery over your mind, about 50 to 60% of your life and your destiny will be in your hands. If you have mastery over your life energies, 100% of your destiny will be in your hands.